USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy indicates there may be an impeachment of President Biden looming.
I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
That's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who fully supports an impeachment inquiry into the president.
This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public.
The California Republican made the announcement on Tuesday, pointing to concerns over business transactions between the Biden family and foreign entities. Both the president and his son Hunter have denied any wrongdoing. I'm John Schaefer.
Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly sits on the House Oversight Committee. He tells CNN he thinks there's a very long way to go for House Republicans to prove President Biden has committed any high crimes and misdemeanors.
Frankly, the Republicans have found themselves embarrassed every time they make that assertion with witnesses at hearings behind closed doors. There is zero evidence.
House GOP investigators have been looking into it for roughly 7 months so far. U.S. State Department officials are explaining the $6 billion in Iranian oil money being freed up as part of a prisoner swap. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller got a little frustrated talking to reporters about it on Tuesday.
No one has given Iran a dollar here. These are Iran's funds. These are Iranian money.
The U.S. has agreed to release the Iranian funds and release several Iranian prisoners in exchange for the release of five U.S. citizens still being held in Tehran. Fast food workers in California are about to get a minimum wage bump to $20 per hour, thanks to a recent labor deal. It's now included in a state legislative proposal that's gaining traction among California lawmakers. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
He says states like Texas should absolutely continue sending illegal immigrants to large Democrat-run cities. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News it's good to stick it to Democrats on the issue of immigration.
Sending these people to New York, the only hope I see for change is when Democrats push back.
Late last week, there are reports the Biden administration's considering a new Remain in Texas policy that would require certain illegal immigrants to await their asylum hearings near the Texas-Mexico border. On Monday, DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the Biden administration will continue to follow the current federal border security laws that are on the books. California is set to ban banning.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is poised to sign a new law preventing public school districts from prohibiting gender and racial diversity-related books and curriculum. Assembly Bill 1078 recently passed in the state Senate and now awaits Newsom's approval. The legislation responds to incidents like the one in Temecula, where curriculum mentioning Harvey Milk, California's first openly gay elected official, was initially rejected. After facing state fines, the board eventually accepted the curriculum. Critics argue that local leaders should decide on curriculum, while supporters emphasize students' access to a diverse range of educational materials. I'm John Schaefer.
And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's now in Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin. But now the question remains, where and when? I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.